Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, February the 15th, 2022. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy today from 2:10 p.m. until 3 p.m. and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. A lot of talk last hour, or a lot of topics, I should say. If you have any comment on any of them, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, talking about air pressure in your car, tire air pressure, and how it affects, does the weather affect it? Does this cold weather, these cold temperatures, particularly cold temperatures, affect the air pressure in your tires? Does anybody know of a good local mechanic who does brake work, like brake pads, I think is really all it would be. Does anybody know of a good local mechanic who does that? I like to go to the local mechanics because my great-grandfather was a local mechanic, and honestly, a lot of the people in my family always like to fiddle around with cars. So when I still can go to a local mechanic, I like to do that, but I know that's becoming kind of a dying breed, unfortunately. Let's see. Talking a little bit more today about the lady up at the BMV, Mary Carnes. I don't know if we'll ever hear from Mary, but many of you know that she was pretty well known for not passing people at the BMV. Maybe one day we'll hear from her. Have her give us a call, 740-383-9944. And then before the break, we were talking about the political announcement that sort of came out last week as all the petitions to run for office this fall were being verified. And we learned that Marion County Commissioner Ken Stiverson will be running for re-election, and he does have a Democratic opponent in the fall. But the odd thing was is that Dr. Mark Davis, who is the coroner here in Marion County, Republican coroner, and Jason Schauber, Republican councilman, are both running to primary Ken Stiverson in the spring, which I think will be May, the May primary. And I'm not sure why that has come about. I don't know if anybody knows any of the scuttlebutt, as they say on that, why that's happening, or does anybody have any thoughts on that? As I say, it's very strange on the local level to have a sitting county commissioner primaried. Really, any sitting office holder rarely gets primaried, and to have him primaried by two current Republican office holders seems very different. Honestly, that's something that you really don't hear a whole lot about. And honestly, when I saw this information, I was kind of shocked by it. Go ahead, caller.
Stop for the brakes.
Yes.
You could try Logan Tire. I think, used to they didn't, but I think they do brakes now.
Oh, Logan does brake pads.
Yeah, because I go out there for my tires, and I think in the last couple of years or so, they do.
Now, do you know about what the price range is out there?
No, I'm going to tell you, last year I had my brakes done. I don't know what they did to them, but I think it was $459.
Wow, that's a little pricey.
Well, when they get into the drum, you know you've got trouble, but it wasn't into the drum. So today I'm going to find that paperwork, and I'm going to call Logan Tire and see what they roughly charge. But no, because, you know, you just pay it. And then I'm going to tell you, on Fairground Street, on the corner there of Maine, there's a place, they've got a sign up. They do tires, but I don't know anything about them, and they do brakes. And then
I saw that place,
another
yeah.
place did you see, I don't know anything about them. And then I think, let me see, where that muffler place is, down there on, is it Greenwood Street? What is that called? I think they do brakes now. They did exhaust all the time. I forget what that's called. When you go down Prospect Street, they're to the left before you get to the overpass.
Oh, okay.
I forget what that's called, but I believe they do brakes now. It'd probably be more reasonable than, I can't find a good mechanic. I'm trying to find a good mechanic. That's about the three that I know. When I ride, I see their signs.
Well, it is interesting. That's what, you know, I say I had a good mechanic, but I'm really not sure what happened to him. He was a young guy, and he did very good work as far as the brake pads went on my old car, but then he kind of disappeared, and it's brake pads, my understanding, are still one of those jobs that local mechanics can do. It's very simple. It's not very pricey, but you just have to find the right people to do it.
Yeah, see, mine, they weren't even into, they say when you get into the drums, you have trouble, you know, and different stuff. But what mine did, they forgot to put two bolts back. I don't know, around the brakes, I guess. So, and I didn't know that till my car, you know, was worked on and stuff. So you have to watch them and stuff. But that's, a Logan Tire, I would say, would be good because they've been in the tire business for, I think I've been going out there 30 years of getting tires.
And they always used to say you don't want to get into the rotors.
No. I don't know if you have to replace them. It's the metal. And then when you get into that metal, I think if they have to put a new rotor, I don't know if they ground them down or put a new one. But mine wasn't into that. So when you mentioned brakes, I thought of that before. I'm going to get that bill and just see what they did to my brakes and then call another place and get an estimate. Because $459 is like, so.
Yeah, I would think for brakes, that's a little pricey.
I go, but when you go, they tell you a price, you just pay. You don't know.
That's true.
And different stuff. But, yeah, you have to watch them. So, no, the mechanics I used years ago, all of them have retired. And so I used to go up to JT up there by the, before you get to McDonald's on the right. And somebody bought that building, and he had to go out of business. And he just did minor stuff. Years ago, he did the heavier stuff, but he had shoulder trouble. And the other ones I've used, you know, I used to go down past the mall. Is it Auto Tech down there? And they went out of business and stuff. So, but you could give Logan a tire. Just call two or three and get an estimate, I guess. And stuff. But that muffler place, I'm trying to think. It's George Street that runs there. He's on the right before you get to the Marian Catholic Grade School by the overpass. He's right there at the left, and that street, it's George Street. I'm pretty sure his address is George Street.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. I think that has changed hands a few times. I'm not sure who's in there right now.
I don't either, but they used to do, I think, only mufflers, but then maybe they've quit doing brakes, but I think they added brakes, and I don't know if they do now or not. So, but Logan Tire, I think, would be a good one. I've never, you know, had them do anything, but just get tires there. So,
well, I'll have to check it out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you're looking for a place to get brakes, you've got a service center right down the road from you, Precision. They do their specializing.
You know, I've heard Precision is good. Are the prices good at Precision?
Yeah, they are, and they're hard to get into. You got to be patient. They do a lot of business there.
Now, do you know about what they charge for brake pads?
No, but if you call Jody, she can tell you.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I hear a lot of good things about Precision there, and I always see cars lined up around the building.
Yeah, 307 or 501.
Yep, I'll have to do that. Hey, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. You know, I know a lot of people who've got a lot of work done at Precision, and I know they're very popular. Now, I don't know if that's based on tires or price. I'm not sure if that's... I was trying to do two things at once there, which obviously I should not do. I'm not sure if it's based on price or quality work. It could be quality work. I don't know. Does anybody else know anything about Precision? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, I'm getting a note here that, of course, Bill Huntsman does a lot of great work. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I also vote for Precision. I hate to tell you that because they are so doggone busy, and they are very, very personable. It's private owned. And Jody keeps the wheels running there, and they're very good and reasonable, and you can trust them. So, talk to you later.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I have heard a lot of good things about Precision over the years, and I was never really sure. I don't think I've ever taken a car there. I don't know if it's apparently price point as well as just a friendly atmosphere, which is a good thing when it comes to a mechanic. Because to be honest, most of us have no idea what we're doing when it comes to cars. Cars are one of those things that have just changed over the years, and they're very hard to do anything with if you don't know what you're doing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when you had your car in and had the maintenance done, did you mention that tire pressure to them?
You know, honestly, I didn't, because it had been off, and I just assumed at that point that
everything
had to do with
that
everything had to do with the pressure problem, because I had never had that issue before. It first arose, I've had low tires before, and then I'll put some air in them and the light would go off. But what is odd about it now is, as I say, back in December, it came on, but none of the tires looked low, so I put it off a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden it went off, and it was off for more than a month, and then all of a sudden it came back on. And it was on for maybe 2 weeks. Again, none of the tires looked flat. And all of a sudden, on Sunday, disappeared again. It was gone.
I've had Bill Huntsman do some work for me. He's good.
Yeah, we used to do a free oil change here with Bill Huntsman. He's a good guy, but... you know, it's just hard anymore to find these people who are local, who do good work.
Well, it's hard to... what's good to find is somebody does it in their spare time.
Well, yeah,
so you don't have to pay big. There is a lot of markup in having your brakes done.
Well, that's the thing. The guy that I used to use, and like I said, I'm really not sure what happened to him, but he did the work on my old car. I'm trying to think. I don't even know if he charged me $100, to be honest with you. And I think he just did two brake pads, the two front brake pads. And he might have charged me $100. But I remember the brake pads were very cheap.
He just put on two new brake pads in the front, and that's all?
Yeah, I think that's all he did.
$100, man, that's a fortune. Did you pay for the brake pads, or he paid for them?
No, I think I paid for the brake pads. I think they were like 30 or 40 or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to find somebody that does it in their spare time, you know, so they do it pretty reasonable. How about that Copperhead up there? I wonder if anybody's had any dealings with them.
I don't know. Now, what in your opinion should the price, including the brake pads, be? I know it's a fairly quick job, because I remember when he did it, he came to the radio station and picked up the car. And then he took it to his house, where I think he had a garage, and he had it back to me before I left the radio station that day.
Yeah, just putting the brake pads on, you know, not turning the rotors or nothing. You know, $50-$60 is plenty. You know, you pay for the pads yourself, but, you know, $50-$60 is plenty. I got a guy that do it for me for $30 or $40.
Now, how much do the pads usually? I can't remember what I paid.
pads can be expensive, $30-$40 themselves.
Now that's for the pair, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, then when, if you need a rotor or something like that, those can get awfully expensive.
Well, maybe that's why, like I say, it was pretty close to 100. So if he went and got the pads. So, you know, if he paid 30 or 40 for the pads and charged 50 for himself, you know, that's $90. So that might have been about right.
That wasn't too bad then.
No, and it did a good job. I never had any issue with the car again until I got rid of the car, so he must have done a good job.
I know Angie was talking about she's having trouble losing air in the tires.
Well, she is, but I think she actually got that taken care of recently. I think this past weekend she had it into the shop, and I think that problem finally has been solved, thank goodness.
Well, hopefully, but, you know, a lot of times those rims, you know, corrode around the bead area and, you know, tires just won't seal on it.
You know, I've had cars that lost air before in the tires, but what is so peculiar about this to me is that the light goes off. Because it's not like every time I turn on and off the car, the light would stay on for a week, sometimes even 2 weeks. But then all of a sudden, I turn the car on Sunday, and the light's not on anymore.
Yeah, you know it's not manufactured air. You know, when the light's on, you know the tire hasn't pumped itself up, you know, when the light goes back off.
Well, it's interesting. The tire thing is interesting to me. Who knows? I haven't had a flat tire yet, so I don't even know if there's any gauge there at all.
Do you have a spare?
I do have a spare.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But I always look at, because, you know, I have had those instances where the light has come on and a tire will look flat. And you know, I live close to Meijer, so I just run over there and get air in the tire. And if it looks like the tire needs to be replaced, I go over and get it replaced. But this situation that's been happening the last 3 or 4 months, the weird thing is that light will come on, and I'll look at all four tires, and I'll think, I don't even know which tire it is, because none of them look low. And that's why I usually don't go over and get air in them right away, even though I probably should, but then the light goes off. And now this has happened twice, so I don't know if it's just the contracting air because of the season. I don't know.
By the time your tire looks low, I mean, you have very little pressure in there.
Right, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they can be 5 pounds low, and, you know, you'll never see it. But, you know, when you see it low, you know, it's 10, 15 pounds low.
It seems to me like the pressure in my tires either have to be at 32 or 35. I think it's 32.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, but obviously they must all be at 32 right now, or that light would be on.
Yeah, I just don't like a lot of stuff like that. That's just more stuff to go wrong.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's one of those things. But, you know, in the old days, you had to wait until your tire almost lost total pressure.
You know, nowadays, you can't buy a car that don't have no computer screen in it, and you have to use a computer to, you know, to do anything in the car, you know?
Well, you know, I think that's what people wanted, honestly. I think everything is driven by consumers, and I think they just said, hey, we want this type of car. We want a car where we can have satellite radio. We want a car that has heated seats. We want a car that tells us when our tires are going flat. And electric, you know, it all started back with electric locks and electric windows.
Yeah.
And that's just what they want, and I think that has caused a lot of mechanics to go out of business.
Well, when you got electric windows and it don't work, it's either stuck up or it's stuck down.
Well, that's true. You know, I remember when electric windows were a big, a lot of cars didn't have them, I guess I will say. And it was funny because in those days, boy, if you had any trouble, if you spilled anything on the control panel or the window got out of the track, you are stuck. And in Ohio, 6 months out of the year, that's bad. And a matter of fact, in the summer, it's not all that great because you couldn't turn on the air conditioning. Or if it rained, that could be a mess. And so few people knew how to fix them.
Yeah. Well, but, if the motor's out, those can be awfully expensive.
Well, I can't even tell you now the last time I was in a car where there were handles to roll up and down the window.
Now my truck's got it. I'd rather roll it up and down manually.
Now, what year is that?
2005.
Really? And it has handles to roll up and down the windows?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been in a car that actually had handles to roll up and down the windows.
Yeah, I'd rather have that rather than, you know, paying to have a new motor put in.
Well, hopefully somebody pops up. I mean, Precision seems to be a very popular place.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stuff about them, too.
Yeah, and I think it... I don't know, but I think it's price point with them.
I think they'll tow your vehicle, and you get a free tow if they tow it there and do the work on it.
But, yeah, and, you know, like I say, the few times I have been there with other people, there are always cars lined up around the place, and there always is some kind of a waiting list. So that's got to be a good sign. I don't know about the place there at the end of the Prospect Street overpass on George Street. I thought that they had switched hands again. I'm not sure who's in there now.
I don't think I'd have them do the work on.
Do you even know who's in there
probably
now?
Probably younger guys that, you know, that deal there. I don't know the people, not, you know, maybe I shouldn't say anything, but, you know, there's a lot of people calling themselves mechanics and ain't, too, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's strange because I have not heard anything about that place for a while, but I'm sure it has changed hands.
I thought they had a sign out there, $50, and replace $50 labor. You know, you're going to pay for the pads, but I think they'd put them on for $50.
Oh, so that's what they do over it. Well, you know, that's not a horrible price, I guess. I guess that's where in the price range you want to be in. See, the pads are such an easy thing to do. I would imagine if you screw that up, you really can't do anything.
Yeah, they should at least be able to do pads, shouldn't they?
Well, I would think. I mean, this guy who did my car, he did it, and he did a good job with it, and his primary job certainly was not a mechanic. I don't know that he would have been able to do much more than brake pads, but at least he was able to do that.
Yeah, well, good luck.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the phone line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 35, coming up on 36 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. We'd love to hear your thoughts on anything. Car talk seems to be the... discussion this morning, and I know a lot of people go over to Bill Huntsman. He's still very popular, still does a lot of work here in Marion. Certainly Precision Auto would be in that category. Apparently Logan Tire does some of this work now. Who knows? Anybody else have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. Or thoughts on anything else we've talked about this morning coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
My friend Polly takes her cars to Doyle's Auto Repair.
Doyle's?
He's out on 309, where they built the new overpass.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, as you start to go up the overpass, you can get into his auto shop. But I've looked him up online, because Polly swears by him, and he does have a rating of a 4.7, so that's really close to 5. People are happy with him.
So he's out there just past Pauline?
Yes.
That's interesting, because, you know, those type of places are the places I like to go in a situation like this, because if you go to these big chain stores, even for brake pads, pads, they charge you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, I have no idea about, you know, pricing or anything. I just know that she really likes Bill.
But
and
maybe
he, as far as I know, runs an honest shop.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Well, thank you.
Okie doke.
Bye bye. Well, Doyle's apparently out there on 309. Now, honestly, I have never heard of him before, but has a good rating online. That's a very positive thing. 38 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And as I said before, brake pads, mine aren't totally gone. I think they just need to be dealt with before any big damage comes along. Everything else on the car is working properly now, which is a good thing. After I had the oil and the filter changed and everything checked when I was at NTB a couple weeks ago. So, you know, might as well get this taken care of as we head into spring. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to cars? Cars, as I say, are a funny thing. I don't know why they've become so technical, why they now are driven so much by the electrical nature of the car. We used to have handles where we rolled up and down the windows. We used to actually have to turn the knob on the radio. We used to have to do all those things. And in those days, you could get under the hood of a car and still figure out what the problem was. Now, it's a little trickier. And if you push the wrong thing, heaven help you trying to get it back to where you want it. It can be a complete mess. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any car horror stories? And I'm not talking about accidents or anything like that. I'm just talking about, and don't give me the name of the place if it's a bad experience, but I know a lot of people have went to mechanics or just had issues with their car. They go out and they buy a new car, and all of a sudden everything under the sun goes wrong with it, and they can't figure out why it's doing what it's doing. You know, but this almost applies to anything in life. This applies to new appliances in your home. This applies to telephones. This applies to anything with an electronic nature. So laptops, computers. A new one comes in and you think, hey, this is new. This is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, nothing works. And you have a problem. And you have to take it back, or you have to call the maintenance company, or you have to find somebody to work on it. And it's just, sometimes just finding the person to repair it is worse than anything else. 740-383-9944. About 20 minutes left in the program today. Other conversations this morning. Does anybody know anything about any other things in the Marion Cemetery that are interesting to look at besides the graves of Carrie Phillips and Bob Mason and Madge Cooper and the receiving vault for President Harding? The Eberbaker thing, I just, for the record again, the story has always been is that the founder of Marion, Eber Baker, was moved from the Quarry Street Cemetery to the Marion Cemetery. But I did find an article in the Marion newspaper, the Marion Star, either from the 80s, 70s, 80s, something like that, which essentially said that they have no record of anybody being in that grave. And I find that fascinating. Because I would think there would have had to have been a record of somebody being interred there, wouldn't you? 740-383-9944. And apparently no way to figure this out, because the records for Quarry Street were lost years ago. I think I've talked to Fred Malone about this. Did the Historical Society have the records for that? And I don't think they do. I don't know. Isn't it terrible? I don't know what happened to the Quarry Street Cemetery records. And it is kind of sad, because that's where our Revolutionary War, our Civil War veterans are all buried, because the Marion Cemetery was not built until after those wars took place. So you've got all these veterans from the Civil War and the Revolutionary War still over on Quarry Street. And most likely Eber Baker, too. Because by the time the Marion Cemetery came along, my guess is they kept pretty good records. So if they don't have any record of Eber Baker being brought over there, that's probably a bad sign. And again, he's supposed to be buried on his daughter's plots, or his daughter's section. So who knows? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any ideas on this or anything else. Would love to hear from you this morning. A nice little chilly morning, but hopefully warm temperatures on the way. Of course, the other stories this morning, well, besides car, we're talking cars, graves, and the political scene here in Marion. And again, I'll mention it one more time this morning, because it, to me, it's an interesting story, is that County Commissioner Ken Stiverson did file his petition to run for county commissioner again, but he's going to be primaried in the May primary, which is just around the corner now, about 2 months away, a little over 2 months, by two Republican office holders. Dr. Mark Davis, who is the coroner, and Jason Schauber, who is a city councilman. And I don't know why this is happening. Now, anybody can run for any office. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that usually sitting office holders in Marion do not get primaried. Not that it can happen. Obviously, it has happened. But it's not a normal thing. And the other thing is that it's being done by two people who currently hold office here in town. So has anybody heard the scuttlebutt on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, the whole election year is coming up on us, and it's going to be something. That primary really is going to be interesting, because we've got a gubernatorial primary. And to have an incumbent governor to have a gubernatorial primary is going to be fascinating, because that hasn't happened in 130 years. So I imagine, to be honest with you, this is going to be a very Republican primary, because obviously the governor is a Republican. I don't think there are a whole lot of primaries on the Democratic side. I'm not sure that I've heard of. Well, there is a gubernatorial primary on the governor's side, but it's certainly not getting the attention that the Republican primary is getting. But that's the way it goes. 46 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody again that the Ridgedale Lions Club is having their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction Saturday, February the 19th. Doors will open at 4 p.m. with a dinner at 5 p.m. auction following. It's at the IGF Sale Pavilion, 2730 Harding Highway West, State Route 309 West, near Big Island here in Marion. Tickets are $15. You can have a fun evening at the auction, which will include a half chicken dinner with sides prepared by Country Caterers. Buy an auction item and support the Ridgedale Lions Club Service Project. You can get your tickets by calling 740-465-8001 or 740-244-6258. All money raised will be used by the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club's donations and service projects. The Ridgedale Lions Club 19th Annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction, Saturday, February the 19th, at 5 p.m. Don't miss that. All right, yesterday we had a little conversation on the program about Judy's Pies. And apparently we learned yesterday. Now, Judy's Pies, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, Judy's Pies are the pies that they sell at the GNR, apparently in Waldo. And they also sell these Judy's Pies in at Mom Wilson's on Route 23 down near Waldo. And I had never heard about these pies, to be honest, but apparently they are very popular pies. And yesterday I said that it was the first time I had ever tasted those pies, and there was nothing to me, and it's just my opinion, that was out of this world about those pies. But I will also say that I went to the Carlisle restaurant recently, and I heard that they were very famous for their pies, and I had a piece of pie there. And I guess maybe I'm just not a pie person. I don't know. But neither one of the places, I mean, they were good pies. Don't let me say that Judy's Pies or the Carlisle pies were not good. They were good pies. It just did not, you know, here's the problem. When you say something is so good, and then you finally get a taste of it, and you kind of go, well, I don't know if that's what I expected. I think that's what happens. When somebody sells you on something, and then you finally get some of it, you say, well, you know, maybe it didn't live up to the hype. We do that with movies a lot. How many times do people come to you and say, you got to see this movie, you got to see this movie? And then you go to the movie thinking you're going to see Lawrence of Arabia, and you go, well, okay, I mean, it was a good movie, but it didn't, you know, it wasn't the best thing I've ever seen. And I think that's what I'm saying about the pies. And again, people have different taste buds. I'm sure that there are people who think that the Judy's Pies and the Carlisle Pies and pies everywhere are unbelievably delicious. So that's all I'm saying about the pies. Does anybody else have any take on Judy's Pies or the pies over at the Carlisle restaurant? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also, people can have an off day when it comes to pie. You know, it's the baker, just like any sports player, has to be totally on when they're doing what they're doing. So, there you go. Anybody have any thoughts on Judy's Pies or Carlisle's Pies? Or Mary's Pies over in Pfeiffer Station? Our friend Mary over in Pfeiffer Station, who runs the Amish shop over there, you know, she's very well known for her pies too. Now, I will have to say, I don't think I have had any of Mary's Pies. The day I went over there with Angie, I think she bought one of the pies, but I don't think I ever had a piece of that. Now, a few weeks ago, we went up to Toledo to a restaurant up there called Smucker's. Now, they were supposed to be known for their pies. And, you know, I thought the pie was a little tart up there, but they're known for their pies. People love their pies. You know, here's what I think the problem is with me and pie, to be honest with you. I think that most people love a really sweet pie, like peanut butter pie or chocolate pie or things like that. And I am just not a big sweets person. I'm not a candy bar person. I'm not that type of a person. I like a coconut cream or a banana cream or a lemon. Apple pie is not bad. Blueberry. Those are the type of pies I like. And I think sometimes fruit pies are much harder to prepare than a big sugary pie. So I think a lot of times when people say, this person is known for their pies, I think what they have probably tasted, maybe a peanut butter pie, a chocolate pie, a caramel pie, or caramel, however you'd like to say it. And I think that's the difference that I'm having. Because, you know, I have been into grocery stores where I thought those fruit pies were very good. Anybody have any thoughts on pies? Where do you get your pies? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you one thing. I know the price of pies has went up quite a bit during this pandemic. You know, you used to be able to pick up a pie for an economical price. But that's not really the case anymore. You know, remember when pies were like $5, $6, $7? Now, $8, $9, $10, $11 for a pie. Maybe this is why people like to go down to the White Lily Church and have those dinners on Wednesday. I hear those pies are good. I hear the ladies down at the White Lily do a great job with their pies. Does anybody have any other pie places that are good to check out? 740-383-9944 or anything else on your mind this morning? Anything to do with cars? Anything to do with the Marion Cemetery? Anything to do with the Republican primary with Ken Stiverson, Dr. Mark Davis, or Jason Schauber? Anything to do with Mary Carnes, who used to work at the BMV here in Marion? It's all open season right now. Anything you would like to talk about for the remaining 6 minutes of the program, 54 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we will discuss it. Always things to talk about. And again, don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. on this station. And Linda Sims with Voice of a People today from 4:10 until 5 p.m. You know, Linda had a really good show on yesterday with, I'm not sure if it's a couple, a married couple, or a dating couple, or whatever it was, but it had to do with Valentine's Day, in which they were just talking about how to make relationships work. And whether it's a marriage or a boyfriend and a girlfriend or whatever it is, I thought some of the tips they were giving were very, very good. You know, sometimes people need a few tips. Did anybody else hear that show yesterday that Linda Sims did? 740-383-9944. Don't be shy. Don't be quiet. We certainly have time for another call today here before we wrap up the show. 740-383-9944. And we certainly have covered the waterfront this morning when it comes to cars, when it comes to political office, when it comes to most anything going on in Marion at this point. We all love to know what's going on in Marion. We love to know when new stores are coming in. We love to know when things are getting done. We love to know when roads are being paved. We love to know what's going on with politics. We love to know the best places to eat, the best places to shop, the best mechanics. You know, I always thought there should be some kind of directory for just local businesses. Because we all know about the bigger businesses. Because we see the commercials on television all the time. But little businesses don't really have access to anything like that. So it's much more difficult. I don't know. Do you know of any directories that just cater to local businesses? There are none that I can think of. I mean, I guess we have the internet now. People can get on the internet and search whatever they like to try and find out the information that they want to know. But beyond that, it's hard. And you know, even when people see ratings and comments on the internet, you know, sometimes those are right, but sometimes they're wrong. if you have a bad experience with a restaurant or a mechanic or somebody like that, you might leave them bad feedback when really they're not a bad mechanic. Maybe they were just having an off day. Kind of the same thing with food. You know, that's why the health inspections in the paper, you know, I know people like to read those, but, you know, sometimes the business is just having an off day and it's hard to get employees now and people show up. I mean, it's no excuse for not abiding by the health department rules, but sometimes it does happen. We try to be perfect, but not always. We just don't always succeed as being perfect. 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour here. Anybody going to give us one final call today in the last 2 minutes? I certainly have enjoyed the participation from the people who have participated. We still have time for one more call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. It's, you know what's nice about this week, to be honest with you? It's nice that people can get out again. We were still a little snowed in last week. It was cold. Some of the roads still were not totally clear. It was still a little difficult to navigate, but now we're out and about. We're out and about again, and I'll tell you what, the temperatures, what is it supposed to be? Up maybe close to the 40s today and the 50s tomorrow? You know, that's going to melt a lot of this snow. Going to make a lot of people happy. You know, I still go out and do my mile walks every day. And it's difficult after it snows because a lot of the sidewalks get covered. And when the sidewalks are covered, it is difficult to walk because you have to walk in the street a lot of the time. And even though there's not a whole lot of traffic on my street, from time to time, a car goes flying down there, and with it getting dark so early, that can cause a little bit of problem. All right, we're down to the final 30 seconds today. Hope you've enjoyed the program as much as I have. Again, I thank you for your participation and advice when it comes to the automobile section this morning on this program. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Adam, the computer guy today, 2 to 3 p.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, and I'll be back tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated,